album The Captain and Me. That's the Doobie Brothers here at KEXL. By the way, if you happen to have any suggestions for a feature album, all you gotta do is this. Put the name of the album or albums on a postcard with your name and phone number and address and mail it to us right here at KEXL. And we'll be glad to put all the cards on file also, and you'll be eligible for any future drawings we hold here at the radio station KEXL. And speaking about feature albums, well, tomorrow night, 11:30, part of our KEXL Sunday Night Special, that's what we're going to have without commercial interruption. Feature albums all the way through till 6 o'clock in the morning. Going to go ahead and start it off with Arlo Guthrie's Alice's Restaurant, followed by Best of James Taylor, Rick Derringer's Live in Cleveland, Flying High by Blackfoot, Boston, of course, John Hartford and his new LP. Last but not least, England Dan and John Ford Coley for their album I Hear Music. And that's feature albums tomorrow night, part of our KEXL Sunday Night Special.
Here are just two of the Dire Weekend specials that have never been offered before. A crystal compact cassette car stereo with slide controls and fast forward was $39.95, now $18.77. Also, there's a complete stereo system featuring a Kenwood receiver, two ultra-linear two-way speaker systems, and a BSR changer. Save this week at just $269.77. So get your deal at either Dire locations. 6734 San Pedro on Saturday or 4311 Fredericksburg Road all day Sunday.
A Dire deal is a stereo steal. Dire Electronics.
Insta T-shirt is now open in Windsor Park Mall. This week only, get 10% off on everything in the store. Also, special prices now in effect on KEXL poster shirts, Willie Nelson shirts, and Jim Franklin Lone Star beer shirts. Only $3.95 this week only. Create the T-shirt that's right for you. We have over 300 designs and a huge selection of colors. Insta T-shirt grand opening now. Prices good at both locations, Windsor Park Mall and Central Park Mall. It's Insta T-shirt.
Alrighty, and just about time for Jesse Younger to do his thing. He'll be here till 6 o'clock. He's coming right up. He's going to be playing music from Jimi Hendrix, some Kiss, Paul Simon, George Benson, and some brand new music by Stevie Wonder from his latest Songs in the Key of Life. Be back tomorrow morning. Till then, y'all have a good day and a good weekend.
Howdy, folks. Sam Kendrick for KEXL here. Well, if you see a gigantic drumstick floating through the sky, no, it ain't a UFO, and it's not the Goodyear blimp. It's an 80-foot-long hot air balloon in the form of a chicken. The Wall Street Journal reports the Colonel Sanders folks have decided to use a giant, lighter-than-air chicken, this to tout its deep-fried wings, extra crispy thighs, and other similar products. And from time to time, Gary Lenkoff chops away at the unsightly Japanese knotweed in New York Central Park. He takes it home and he eats it, the boy does. Gary might also pluck some cattails from Central Park's murky lake, crush their flowers, and use the fine yellow pollen to bake a delicious bread. Lenkoff is a back-to-nature food forager who gathers more than 100 varieties of wild greens, fruits, nuts, roots, and mushrooms in New York City, sometimes just a few steps away from the roar of rush hour traffic, just a nine-iron shot from the freeways, brothers and sisters. Not only does Gary transform them into such tempting dishes as acorn steak, flour fritters, or nut hamburgers, but he cans or dries what he doesn't eat right away. And he makes a living telling other people how to do the same thing. And the so-called marijuana drought that has reportedly caused severe pot shortages around the U.S. seems to be on the verge of ending. The Arizona Daily Star is quoting marijuana dealers in Tucson now. They report that sizable supplies of the evil weed are once again flowing in from Mexico. The Tucson area is the major import center through which much of the marijuana coming from Mexico into the United States must pass. A lot comes through San Antonio. Head shops out in Tucson are reporting that following a few slow months, the sales of rolling papers and scales for weighing pot are up. The grass drought became so severe recently that High Times magazine referred to it as a terrifying shortage. That's bad. Urge citizens to grow their own cannabis victory gardens. Okay, and prison officials in Utah report that just prior to the Supreme Court's stay of execution for condemned inmate Gary Gilmore, phone calls were pouring in, but not from people who were in sympathy with the fellow who wants to be scragged by a firing squad. No, sir. Those calling in were from volunteers wanting to sign up for the firing squad. Warden Samuel Smith reports that the prison's phone has been busy since he asked for volunteers, and that the names of at least 24 potential executioners had been accepted by the warden's office. Sign up, get to shoot old Gary, and then you can sit in your favorite neighborhood bar and tell folks how it's like to assassinate somebody legally. Here's what Warden Smith has to say. We sure don't want any kooky people on it doing it for kicks. And we don't want any bungling of the job, you know. You don't want to accidentally shoot him in the foot or the leg or the arm or anything like that. Gilmore was convicted of first-degree murder last month. He chose death, of course, by the firing squad over death by hanging and pleaded that his execution take place. Then he tried to OD. He did OD on pills. Didn't kill him. He's got a temporary stay now. His request will be reviewed by the Board of Pardons and Paroles. And I guess the line will continue to farm. Volunteers to shoot the dead man, or shoot the man that's going to be dead. And I'm Sam Kendrick for KEXL.
This is KEXL in San Antonio.